radio told me he been on some positive. Yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body. Yeah, yeah. Always been.
Admit it. You use my Old Spice body wash.
I'm not letting hotel soap near my skin. It's the lavender and mint for me.
Get that.
Savannah, if you don't get your moisturized hands off my body.
Jersey's finest, DJ Louis Stacks.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking about your Lambos. I'm 56 and grand, 500 grand, though. Man, I swear I love it. She for low, she my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be coming up, watch a
up all the bands, though. We just said it, though. Talking about your Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand, though. Man, I swear I love her. Hush you with the grand, bro. Hit the strip club and you let the bands go. Everybody hate her. We just call the bands, though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smoking dope and you look backwards when I roll. Run me boy, Fetty, eat shit up, that's for sure. You're cooking pies. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Seen so pretty. As soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money. Introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it. Now she remakes it for low. She my track queen. Let's hit the beat, though. We be counting up. Watch our bottom bands go. We just said it, though. Talking about your Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and Wayfarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola. I am joined by...
Oh, hi. Hello, DJ Tony.
And your main man himself, DJ Sosa, you are.
In today's show, we're going to be putting all the characters against each other from DC, from Marvel, from Dragon Ball... from video games, from SpongeBob, you know, and we're gonna see who's the strongest because we got a wheel we're gonna spin. But before we do that, we're gonna play you all into the news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Joshua Solomon reports for the Times Union that with few businesses or communities willing to build new, much-needed affordable housing, Governor Kathy Hochul wants to turn the former downstate correctional facility in Fishkill in Dutchess County into a residential development. Developers could get up to $8 million in state grants to turn the 80-acre site from a maximum security facility with space for 1,200 inmates into a housing development at least 20% affordable housing units. The site is near a retail distribution center for Gap Incorporated, a minor league baseball stadium, and a semiconductor business. Fishkill is 4 miles north of Beacon and 14 miles south of Poughkeepsie, where there are Metro North Railroad stops. New York began taking bids from developers on July 20th. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that after a Wall Street Journal story said hundreds of communities across the country, including Wappingers Falls and Dutchess County, have lead telecommunications cables leaching into the ground, Congressperson Pat Ryan and Governor Kathy Hochul are upset. Both are demanding telecommunications companies remove lead cables from around the country. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, has written the CEOs of Verizon, AT&T, and U.S. Telecom, requesting they remove the toxic lead cables. In Wappingers Falls, one lead cable runs along the perimeter of a children's playground and basketball court. The Environmental Protection Agency recommends that children avoid soil containing more than 400 parts of lead per million, but samples taken on the local playground tested at 850 parts per million. Hochul has ordered an investigation into the issue and closed the Wappinger Falls Park while the soil there goes under further testing. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that many Republicans in the state legislature want to ban smoking cannabis in public places in New York after 2 years of legislation with few stores open for sales. State Senator George Borrello said, and I quote, "State residents, including children, are now regularly assailed with the pungent odor of marijuana on public sidewalks and parking lots and other public spaces. Many New Yorkers don't want to be subjected to it. Many New Yorkers don't want to be exposed to either the effects of marijuana smoke or its smell and don't want their children to be subjected to it," end quote. State cannabis regulators announced a process this week to sell cannabis at large events and festivals as they get continued criticism for the slow rollout of stores. Republicans want to fine folks smoking cannabis in public up to $125. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 21st. Local early morning temperatures range from 61 degrees in Tannersville to 71 in Scodac. Regional average soil temperature is 72 degrees. Pollen levels for today have cratered. Sensors are showing minimal levels today, and this weekend should only make it into low territory. Trees and ragweed are done for now, just grasses will be popping up. Air quality will be good today. Smoke should be not present at ground levels. This morning, a traditional wall of rain passes from west to east. Some people may be woken up by a bang of thunder. Midday will have a lull in precipitation, and some people could even see spots of blue sky, but don't be swayed. After a brief high temperature of 80 degrees at 3 p.m., then both the temperature and rain drop, looking heaviest around 6 p.m. Some places could see thunder, damaging winds, and hail. Rain should end for all by midnight, but around 10 p.m. it should be comfortable enough for most to switch from air conditioning to cool outside air. It will dip to 60 degrees overnight. Then, Saturday will be, well, pretty darn nice. Most of the day will be very comfortable with partly cloudy skies and a high of 82 at 6 p.m. Then, get this, 58 comfortable sleeping degrees overnight takes us into a sunnier and warmer Sunday with a high of 84. Monday, temperatures still looking up, but not the dew points. A high of 86 is possible, along with afternoon rain. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:06 a.m., high tide at 5:56 a.m., low tide at 12:47 p.m., then high tide once again at 6:48 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:12 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:34 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have dropped to 5%. A weak Hadouken hit yesterday, and though it didn't do much, but if it weakened our magnetosphere enough, today's coronal mass ejection may do some damage. Check out the Better Weather Telegram channel or NOAA.gov for more info. Plasma winds will be slow at 399 kilometers per second with an average density of 8 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are low chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 131, And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who remind you, yeah, everything is getting real hot, but you know what's cool? Your neighbors and the chorus of honesty coming out of your speaker. That means all the cool kids like to chill at WGXE.org. Lots of community stuff to find there, and don't forget that donate button. Sustaining supporters are just the coolest.
Been a whole year, but it feel like last week when I was your boy falling hard in the back streets. But you were there to catch me. Then I grew up and the sun got cloudy. Used to feel the sun on my skin, yeah, it's sappy. That's the last time I was truly happy. So I'm asking, if I fell down right now, would you catch me? Down right now. If I fell down right now, would you catch me? Catch me, baby, would you catch me? I've been hurt before. Are you sure that you're still gonna catch me? If I fell down right now, would you catch me? Catch me, baby, would you catch me? I'ma let go. All I know is I need you to catch me. Since she left me, trauma in my memories. When I try to hold you, my body doesn't let me. So baby, would you catch me? Oh, baby, would you catch me? Baby, would you catch me? Make it alright. I fell in love in a really long time. Would you catch me? Look in my eyes. Tell me what's something new.
I got issues with my trust. I don't wanna fall in love, so I guess I'm falling out of it. Come help me adjust. I got issues with my I got issues from my past. Come and put them in the past. Cause baby I'm falling fast, like three digits on my dash. Swerving through the back streets. Don't you let me crash, please. Baby would you catch me? Baby would you? If I fell down right now, would you catch me?
If I fell down right now, would you catch me? Catch me, baby, would you catch me? I'ma let go, all I know is I need you to catch me. Would you catch me? I ain't bring one love song since you left me. Coming in my memories, when I try to hold you, my body doesn't let me. So baby, would you catch me?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 9.7 FM, WGXE, Catskill Lake, Hudson, and Wavefarm.org. I am your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Shamani and DJ Sosa.
And today, we're doing a little bit of a brawl beatdown, a fictional character fight, if you will. So we have a wheel with a bunch of different characters. I'll just read off a few, like Batman, Sonic, Goku,
Ben 10, Finn and Jake,
a guy with a gun,
Naruto,
a guy with a gun. That's actually
right?
A thing.
Yeah. Yes, bro.
Oh, I wanted to include some real life fighters, so I put Mike Tyson, a guy with a gun, in the entire U.S. Army.
So what we're gonna do, right, is we're gonna find like
Army is creepy.
Right,
they still get soloed by mad enemy characters. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh yeah.
Right. So what I'm thinking we should do is spin the wheel, play both of their theme songs. And then say who we think would win.
Who theme songs?
The characters.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So, I'm going to do three spins. Here we go. Three, two, one, one.
Oh, like a...
Two.
Like a brawl. Three. Like a...
Yeah. Tight. All right. First one.
Oh, now that's wild. He might actually take
SpongeBob.
What the hell?
SpongeBob. First fighter. One, two, three. All right. Second fighter. Who we got? Bill Cipher.
I don't know who that is.
The dude, the little triangle dude from like Gravity Falls.
Oh, Bill. Wait. Nah, Bill killing that man. Have you not watched Gravity Falls? That man is literally the Illuminati as a cartoon.
Yeah, isn't his weakness like gold or something?
No, bro. No. Bill Cipher has no weakness.
But then again, SpongeBob don't really got no weakness either. SpongeBob never really
died.
You can't kill him. That man done.
I guess you could take him out of water. Like,
he's going to absorb the water, and then he's going to be super, super SpongeBob.
Nah, bro.
Dang, but wait, who would win that?
Or SpongeBob would really just sit in the water.
I don't know.
Bill can't really go in water.
I mean, but Bill can also manipulate the water so it doesn't.
Can he turn into other people, too?
Yeah. I think my money is actually on Bill. Like, because
Bill
SpongeBob
has the powers to, like, really just mess up your head, man.
SpongeBob has been shown to be weak against, like, getting cooked alive, like, in that one movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the son is weak.
So as long as you stay away from the
And Bill Cipher can manipulate, like, if there's water or not. So I feel like he actually has this, as much as I love SpongeBob.
Bill Cipher? All right, cool. All right, second round. 1, 2, 3. Now, do you want to do, like, a elimination, like a bracket? Or, like, cool.
You're going to have to help us with this one.
Kaneki.
I don't know much from
Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Or Tokyo
Ghoul. I picked this one. Versus. Let's see. The Avatar.
Who?
The Avatar.
Versus who?
The Airbender?
Kaneki.
Watch Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, you want to rewind that?
He like the main character.
Let's give him a different.
Probably
Avatar
the main character in Tokyo Ghoul, if it's probably anything
he's
Dragon
tough.
Ball.
He's tough.
With Goku?
He's tough. He's
probably
tough.
Finishing that Avatar. He's tough.
Let's give Avatar a different.
Do you want to give him a different version?
Yeah. I feel like Avatar is a good opponent to have, too.
Different person. Here we go. All right, Avatar versus Cyborg.
Cyborg? He's a robot. The Avatar bleeds. Cyborg don't bleed. You just got to... Actually, not, because you can really just throw water on that man.
And the Avatar knows all four elements.
He can metal bend. He can metal bend the metal in Cyborg, and then he could also, what's it called, blood bend, too.
But Cyborg don't really got blood, though.
He got oil. That's Earth.
What?
No, I don't even think he uses oil. I think it's like...
No, I feel like...
Earth, oh, no.
I feel like they could use oil, like Earthbenders.
This is harder with unrealistic people.
I think the Avatar is winning this one. I was
going to say the Avatar.
Cyborg got guns in for me. But like, he could...
I feel like the Avatar,
but the Avatar
could use
know
his
all
wind
four
to stop
elements,
the bullets.
Though.
And if the Avatar kills Cyborg, all Cyborg going to do is be rebuilt. You could rebuild Cyborg. You
but he'll be a whole different person, though.
Be a different person, but you can still
not if you crushes what's it called, motherboard in a rock.
But the Avatar not doing that; they just going to slice at him, right?
The Avatar wouldn't kill, but at that point, I mean, Cyborg isn't going to be able to fight back.
I want to say that's winning that.
I'm saying Cyborg.
I'm saying the Avatar.
Not me being the deciding vote. Dang, I'm gonna say Avatar.
Yo, DJ Eldot.
I feel like any bullets.
Yo, DJ Eldot, what you gotta say?
Come on, DJ Eldot. Cyborg.
Avatar. Cyborg.
Yeah.
Cyborg.
Of course you're gonna choose, you know.
That's it. Alright, so I guess that's a deciding vote, because I'm not choosing. Alright. Next one. Let's see. Who y'all got? Who we got? Okay. We're not doing Avatar again.
Bruh. He's like, I want a rematch. You guys ain't fair.
Not doing Avatar again. He lost. Who else?
Ooh, okay.
Ant-Man. Y'all watch Ant-Man?
Ant-Man is like...
Ant-Man.
It really depends on who he's fighting.
Y'all remember Ant-Man, right?
Y'all remember Ant-Man?
All right. Ant-Man versus...
It really depends on his opponent. Some opponents growing big would do anything. Like Goku, growing big ain't gonna do anything.
Who thinking?
Wait, who is it?
Robin
versus who?
Ant-Man whooping him.
Just gonna turn big as hell.
Ant-Man whooping him.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
You know wherever Robin's sliding, Batman's sliding. So like, Robin is a sidekick. He doesn't go on missions by himself.
Yes, he does. Teen Titans.
Bro, he's the whole though. Team with him. Including Cyborg. But if we're just talking one-on-ones, then Ant-Man got that.
I don't know. Robin's got some gadgets that Batman
will. Literally will just step on Robin. He will get so big that he cannot outrun his foot.
But I don't know, because don't...
I feel like him shrinking would actually be more useful against Robin. Because Robin's
don't people in DC have people like our Ant that are like Ant-Man?
Yeah.
But it's a one-on-one, bro. If you're factoring in other people, then you got to do that on both sides. And that becomes a whole different argument.
You're right. Right. Mm. We're going to say Ant-Man got that, just to like... All right.
Who you say when? You said Ant-Man, L-Dot?
Ant-Man, type. Yo.
Tell L-Dot stop being so quiet until I get involved.
Word. Got the whole mic right here.
Be here with DJ L-Dot.
Yeah, you want to skip that one?
Yeah. Okay, this is, I guess we gotta pick people that are like on some like tag team type. So this one we got Grim Reaper from Billy and Mandy.
I don't know what that is.
Grim Reaper, like the Grim Reaper.
I don't know what Billy
and Mandy, like that little Cartoon Network show. Like
no,
nah, you never watched.
Bro,
that
was just the Grim Reaper. So
yeah. Oh, we just doing Grim Reaper now.
Yeah, all we right. Can just do Grim Reaper.
All right.
Grim Reaper. He touches you, you die.
Yeah, you right.
But if it's somebody who can get range.
So how are you supposed to hit the group? How are you supposed to kill the group?
Oh, how that's wicked. Ooh. How that's wicked.
Ooh. I think
Grim Reaper with Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom's already dead.
You're ghost king.
Danny Phantom's already dead. I think he takes the W here.
Against death. Bro.
Against death. He's already a ghost.
But you can't kill
the Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper either.
Could he possess him?
No, you can't possess the Grim Reaper. He's literally a soul seeker. How are you going to possess somebody that takes
death
soul?
Is an entity that has no
I'm calling this one
living body.
It's like you have a ghost. Well, nah, because I feel like death, he'll just like vanish Danny's soul.
Do you think death can like perma erase your soul, stop you from being a ghost?
Oh no, bro. Oh that's no, tough. Danny. This one going to be tough. All right. Next one. What we got? You already lost. I'm removing you.
We'll say Raven.
I'm removing you, gang.
Because it was close to Cyborg.
Okay.
We got Cyborg again, but we're going to say Raven. They were right next to each other.
No, I'm going
to
just respin. I'm going to just respin.
Okay, never.
Ooh.
Okay.
Goku versus Vegeta?
Nah. Thanos.
Thanos
versus, I'm not sure yet. We're going to see right now.
Depending on who it is, we're going to limit his Infinity Stones.
No, you can't.
No, that's crazy.
With a Goku?
Iron Man.
Thanos?
I mean, it's canon. It already kind of happened.
Yeah,
well,
Thanos whoop that butt?
All I'm saying is it only happened because Iron Man did have a bunch of allies. On a one-on-one, Thanos would have won.
Bro,
but like
Iron Man is
he's inevitable.
But he lost.
Thanos is
that's
Thanos.
Canon.
Guys.
We're not talking one on one. If it's Iron Man versus Thanos, it's over. Bro.
All I'm saying is Thanos.
Are we talking about Infinity Stones versus Infinity?
Yes, Stones? Thanos is Thanos, but Iron Man is inevitable.
I feel like that's tied because if they both got the stones, I feel like that could be tied.
No, just. I'm thinking Iron Man like 2008 Iron Man.
Iron Man's got just the
regular
stones.
Red and yellow suit.
Iron Man's got two of the stones. Thanos has got two of the stones, and they're fighting for one in the middle.
No. Let's say.
It depends on which one has which. But they do different things.
Because for all we know, Thanos could have the Time Stone and like all this.
Time Stone
shit.
Is kind of.
That's kind of broken. Oh my god. That's broken, my boy.
Who won in that?
Come on, gang. Talking to Mike, bro. Talking to Mike.
Thanos.
You're here. You're here, gang. You're in the room, gang.
So Thanos or Iron
Man? Thanos.
I mean, Thanos.
If it's...
Where?
Because he got all them rings. He mad strong.
All right. Cool. Thank you for your communication and being a part of this talk.
Yeah, if it's just a 1v1, Thanos has taken it.
Thanos has taken it,
bro. Because he had the allies. I think he's
wait, like the straight ones. Because if it's straight ones, for
what are we talking about? The same people.
Thanos
got super strength, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm biased towards Iron Man. I think Iron Man would have won that, but that's me.
We keep on getting
Ben 10. I know y'all watched Ben 10. But,
all right, Ben 10.
All right.
I want to get Ben 10 versus Ditto. Imagine that.
Oh, Ditto is.
The Pokemon.
They don't like that little pink gum.
Like, so just like all the Pokemon.
Batman?
Okay.
Ooh. Batman versus Ben 10. Batman beating that man.
No, what? No, I'm sorry. He's crunching I'm, that, I'm, saying, I'm saying Ben 10.
Bro, Batman versus Ben 10. Ben 10 is a little kid still. He still has a little kid mindset.
He can
mindset.
Turn into God.
No, he can't.
He can!
Bro, Ben 10
turns Alien X,
form.
Bro. Alien X, bro.
He can turn into God. Bro, Batman bro. Can just look, straight up look, be
look,
God.
Look. If we're talking about Batman, that means we have to talk about year one Batman if we're doing that, bro. If we talk about the Batman, is, bro.
Year least, one Batman is still fire.
What?
The thing is, Batman, I feel like, could find a way to try to break...
To beat 10 aliens?
Break the watch.
To break the watch.
It's unbreakable. It's unbreakable.
No, it's not. We see the... It's we see how many times... So don't broke in the movie. In the
bro,
game, so.
But like, I feel like Batman could still find a way. But it was Ben that broke it. I feel like Ben that broke it.
So he would find a way for Ben to break it.
I feel like Batman would still find a way, even if it is unbreakable, like straight up cutting his hand off.
You think Batman will cut a kid hand off?
If he's trying to actually fight to win, I think Ben 10 would start the fight. The fight with aliens.
No.
Knowing Ben 10.
He going to start the fight with like forearms
Diamond.
Or something.
Yeah, he's going to start the fight head. With like Diamond Head forearms or like Fire Blast. Heat Blast. Yeah. One of those three, right?
Is it Fire Blast? Heat Blast. Alright, no, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry. I'm saying like, Ben 10's taking it.
It depends. If Batman can take Ben 10 out while he's goofing around, then that's Batman's W.
Yeah,
but
Ben 10 is the tape. He's gonna get cocky
ben,
and he's gonna
ben
start 10
type goofy.
He is.
I forgot that Ben 10 type goof.
Batman will take advantage.
Yeah,
of
you
that.
Right.
He's an experienced
you right.
fighter.
You right.
Even if it, the what's it called? Wrist. Can you get the wrist off or bracelet off?
No.
Yeah, I thought so.
And unless Ben wants you to.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, it can't, like, he, like, even if you, like, if you try to attack it, it,
or,
like,
nah.
It's, like, it gets, like, a force field, like, you can't take it off, like, type.
I feel like Batman would also do some stuff where it's, like.
Just to mess with him?
No, not even, what's it called? If he can't tap his wrist with the watch.
Yeah.
So, if Batman just, like, tied his arms together or something, or, like, immobilized his arms, that's all it would take.
Nah, Because Ben has done something like that before.
Sure
he said what?
Sorry, you sure that's all it would take?
Think so?
For Ben 10? If he's just a little kid and he's, like, tied up and his arms can't
but,
hit
but,
the
but
watch.
If we talking about, like, teenage, basically, like, version of, like, adult Ben 10?
Adult Ben 10, yeah, he's... okay,
adult Ben 10 is getting him.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
He's doing him grease.
Adult Ben 10 got it, but...
It depends
ben
which
Ben
10.
He's
yeah.
too immature. He's gonna
little kid
yeah,
Ben 10's taking the
probably,
L, but if he's grown up, then he's getting W.
Yeah. All right. Well, we about to get into some music, bro.
Yay.
So that way, we have some time to relax and enjoy. So this your song because you picked this. Come on, say the song.
Oh, okay, I got you. This is Drama by AJR.
There you go. We'll be back.
When did all my friends become so loud? We act like reality shows, probably 'cause reality blows. When did all my friends become so loud? We traded our boring lives for MTV storylines. Why? Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that he said some things about me. So we're caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. We're caught up in problem. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. Hold up, hold up, can we make it stop? Hold up, but I'm so caught up in drama. Everybody's talking now. When did all our problems get so small? We break up with lovers and friends, make love to the rumors instead. Maybe we're addicted to it all. The drama is dangerous.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik and Democrat Pat Ryan voted for a bill that prohibits schools from being used as shelters for migrants, while Democrats Paul Tonko voted against. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Schools are places for academics, athletics, community services, and places where children like mine receive vital therapy. They are not migrant shelters," end quote. The bill does not ban using schools as shelters for other reasons, such as weather emergencies. It also has very little chance of ever becoming law by passing the Senate and getting the president's signature. Ryan was among only four Democrats voting for the proposal, and Molinaro sponsored the bill. The White House released a statement saying the bill, and I quote, would supersede local control, interfering with the ability of states and municipalities to effectively govern and make decisions about their school buildings, end quote. Republicans usually favor local control and less federal regulation, but not this time. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's administration announced this week $15 million to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure in New York, but some activists don't think Hochul is doing enough to fight climate change. Alex Beecham of Food and Water says, and I quote, "Climate change is already here and we're already paying for it. So not only do we need to move the state off fossil fuels, we also need an enormous amount of money to deal with the impacts of climate change that are already here and are going to get worse," end quote. NYPRG's Blair Horner wants a bill passed forcing companies deemed responsible for pollution to pay for necessary infrastructure changes. And I quote, "They're responsible. They lied about the threat, undermined the science, and bamboozled the public, and now we're going to pay the price," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that next month, British endurance athlete Lewis Pugh plans to swim the entire 315-mile length of the Hudson River from the Adirondacks to New York City. Pugh said, and I quote, "I've been looking for a river for many, many years which could tell the story about all rivers, and always every single time it comes back to the Hudson," end quote. Pugh has previously swam the 325-mile English Channel. He could catch possible infections from everything from, and I quote, "human sewage and rat infestation," end quote, to poisoning from mercury left over from the Hudson's industrial past. Pugh says he thinks the Hudson River is much less polluted now than in the past. And I quote, "it shows how a river can be misused, then cared for, and turn around its fate. And so it gives hope to people who live on the Ganges, the people who live on the Yangtze, the Nile, the Seine, or here in England on the River Thames. That river can be saved," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
My friends get so loud. When did my friends get so loud? Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that we said that he said some things about me. So wake up in drama.
About me every night before you go to sleep. I know you must be terrified of what you might see in your dreams, but I'm here for
do it again.
Yeah, welcome back to Catskill Clubhouse Radio.
Yeah.
Hey.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Catskill Lake, Hudson, and wavefarm.org. Ooh, some echo. Nice and reverb.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I am your host today, DJ Cola. DJ Noah Cola.
I am DJ Sean Money. And we are also with
DJ L Dot.
And
DJ Sosa.
W.
And we just got back from playing You Sleep Well by David with a 4 instead of an A.
Word.
David 4, if you will.
All right. I don't know if I should ask questions or if we should continue back spinning a wheel, you feel me?
I feel like you should spin the wheel, but instead of having two people fight at once, it should be like a 3-person death match.
Yeah, cool for that. Yeah? Copy. All right. So, one.
Or even like a 2v2.
All right, 2v2, 2v2, right, yeah, random characters, 2v2, random characters. Gotcha. All right. Did we do Robin already?
Yeah, we did Robin.
All right. You're
remove the people after me.
All right, I got you. Let's see. One, this one.
Oh, wow.
Danny Phantom again.
What is this
line? I'm taking him away.
Ichigo.
Alright. And you're removed.
Is that gonna be their teammate or
yeah, that's teammates.
Okay. So Ichigo
and Green Lantern.
That's a pretty damn strong theme.
I don't know who eats it, bro.
You don't know who Green Lantern is, bro?
I do.
Ichigo. Like, who doesn't know who Green Lantern is? Why are you trying to play my intelligence like that?
I'm just saying. Ichigo is from that one anime, like Bleach.
He's got like a big sword.
Right? Yeah, type.
Ooh.
Versus.
Ooh.
One Punch Man.
I think that settles it. I think One Punch Man kind of solos.
Do we have to give him a teammate still?
I don't think
who One Punch Man is, right?
Give him a teammate.
Yeah, but. Just because he can punch you and knock you out don't mean he can't die.
Alright, I guess.
Who's Ichigo? Who is that?
He's from Bleach. He did do with like ginger hair,
nah,
like
I'm
with
sorry.
The big sword.
It's over.
The fact that I don't know him makes me say he loses.
Yeah, One Punch Man and the Power Rangers got this. One Punch Man and the Power Rangers.
Bro, it's legit.
That's
just
the Power Rangers?
A seven versus two, bro. I'm sorry, I didn't want that.
What's gonna happen is the Power Ranger is gonna be posing on Saitama, and then Saitama's just gonna be like, is this it? And then just one tap him.
Bro.
On the enemy.
The Power Rangers is One Punch Man's team.
I know. They're gonna like style on the enemy, and then One Punch Man is gonna be
like,
really nice, and
okay.
Just tap him.
Okay. We have the Ninja Turtles versus. Give me like someone like Naruto.
How do the Ninja Turtles get a team?
Teammate?
Right. How do the Ninja Turtles get a teammate?
They are a team.
Okay.
Yeah.
We already had you.
Yeah, Grim Reaper.
The Ninja Turtles versus... Oh my god!
Ninja Turtles versus...
We already did Thanos.
Bro, I'm saying Deadpool then.
Get rid of the knees.
Yeah, Deadpool was the one.
Alright, so... Ninja Turtles versus Deadpool.
This is like a ninja battle.
Deadpool can't die, bro.
Yeah, I think Deadpool's got
Deadpool that. Wins. You literally can't hurt the man. You can hurt him, but he can't...
Yeah.
I feel like what would happen is the Ninja Turtles would mistake Deadpool for a villain, and then after them like kicking,
they probably would
all the way down, and him regenerating and be like, guys, chill, nothing will happen.
Bro, I don't know, bro would be like, chill, bro.
Unless he wanted some turtle soup.
Oh my god!
Tonight we feast on turtle soup.
He would do the turtles grease.
Ooh, Darth Vader.
You say Darth Vader?
That's actually his name, yeah.
That's not how I say it. I say Darth Vader. All right. Dark Vader versus.
Now we're giving a teammate.
Oh, dude. Oh, I thought I was going back to a 1-on-1.
No, I
want to
see Dark Vader's teammate.
Teammate. Yo.
Okay.
Optimus Prime and Dark Vader.
No, that's a wild team.
Versus.
Damn, Optimus Prime and Dark Vader.
That's crazy. Steven versus Steven Universe and.
Ooh. I go out. Steven Universe got the whole.
But Steven Universe got a teammate though. Steven Universe got a teammate. What's his teammate?
Nah, he got Lion. What you mean?
Oh, yo, this is a 3v2. Okay, it's Steven Universe and Mordecai and Rigby versus.
Oh my goodness!
Wait! It's Steven Universe, Mordecai and Rigby versus Optimus Prime and Darth Vader.
Optimus Prime and Darth Vader, yeah. Obviously.
I feel like
Mordecai and Rigby would hold Steven Universe down because he'll have to be saving them constantly.
He's gonna be Optimus Prime is gonna step on him.
Oh no, where
Darth Vader?
Optimus Prime.
Wait, hold on. We gotta give Mordecai and Rigby some of their gadgets that they have.
Bro, don't go lie.
They still get clapped.
They still
even with
get
the magic keyboard. That,
yes,
like,
bro, they're getting done in.
Just send Dark.
Done in.
Darth Vader.
I'm sorry.
If you're giving them their powers, you gotta give Optimus Prime like all his.
Bro, they're getting done in. They're getting done in.
They got a whole other gap. Nah.
Hold on, I'm not gonna lie. If it was gang.
She's not even talking. She's just here.
I feel like if it was Skips, it would be different. Because he's just here. Skip would be like, I've seen
you. You just hear that? You just here?
Nah, Optimus Prime taking it.
Taking it? I'm not going to lie. But Darth Vader?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Dark Vader alone.
Close. Yeah.
Dark Vader alone doing grease.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like Mordecai and Rigby had Skips.
It would have been a whole different story.
Yeah, it would have been a whole different story.
If Skips or Benson, was there, he'd be like, I've seen this before.
Okay. you'll probably like this one, Lincoln. So the entire U.S. Army versus...
So that means I'm involved in this one. Let's get it.
Oh, okay.
Part of the U.S. Army gang?
Not yet.
Versus...
Oh, damn.
The oh, yeah, it's over. Never mind. You lose. Kratos.
He's a god of war, but he gotta fight the whole U.S. Army. I'm not gonna lie. We shoot him. He's not invisible. The whole U.S. Army, do you know how many people are in the U.S. Army, bro?
He's a god of war.
I do not care.
The U.S. isn't a god of war. It's a king of war.
The entire U.S. Army, he's not living that. Bro, we got nukes, we got tanks. He's not.
Come
no.
Come on.
No. You're not being realistic. You're just gassing him up. He's in a video game, boy. He's in a video game. I don't care, boy. You control them, don't you?
This is such a wild debate.
Like the U.S. Army,
you're moving.
You're underestimating the U.S. Army severely, heavily.
I get it, bro. We have nukes, we have guns.
We have an atomic bomb, boy. If we drop an atomic bomb on Kratos, he's dying.
Kratos survived nuclear fission.
Kratos has been struck down by Zeus.
Okay, all we gotta do is lock him up in a basement. He good.
You think shackles is holding out Kratos?
No. I'm talking zip ties.
Zip ties. Bro, so we gotta put him at the bottom.
I'm not taking the L. You can't beat the U.S. Army. We unbeatable.
I don't know, unless you're
like the British or something. You know, you'd be taking our territory. So.
Oh no! Just seeing the stuff that Kratos has done.
But he's also a good person. You don't. Like, he's a good guy. He's not like a villain.
It depends on what Kratos is talking about. It really depends on what script.
We're the only country.
We kind of did the Native Americans dirty.
Christopher Columbus Day.
Yeah, weird. I really feel like it depends on what Kratos we're talking about, bro. If we're talking about new Kratos.
Oh, nah, I'm not new Kratos. We have he's 60 atomic bombs. I don't care who he is.
He probably slide it. If it's if it's new Kratos, he'll probably let U.S. Army slide. But like if it's old Kratos, bro, I'm sorry.
Didn't he have a son?
I think Kratos is taking
not old Kratos.
I'm saying the new Kratos.
Yeah, yeah, he got a son.
Exactly.
There's only 500,000, a little bit more than 500,000. People. I think he can take out a half a
that's
million.
That's people, bro.
That's people, though.
We're not talking about
constantly like attacking Kratos at once.
Exactly. That's like saying if it was the Shinobi Alliance. What about that? How you feel about the Shinobi Alliance? We got Naruto and all of them in there too versus Kratos. You saying Kratos beating the whole Shinobi Alliance?
No, I was about to say
what?
Heck no! Kratos not touching that. But that's because like
that was a very good debate. Kratos versus the United States Army.
All right, Superman. That would have been a